Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world. This is PhoenixFM.com.
Now over to Eddie Curry, who's got Cowboy Racer playing live.
Yes, I have indeed, and we're delighted to be joined by Morena and Mike in the studio. Hi there.
Hey.
Hi, and Mike hasn't got a mic, unfairly, so, but he's shouting and waving in the background, which is brilliant. Okay, well, thanks very much for coming down today. Do appreciate it.
Yeah, welcome.
First time in Essex?
Perhaps not first time in Essex, first time in Brentwood.
Oh, right, okay. I think we already talked about the only way is Essex, which we try to avoid and not encourage, because they shoot that just around the corner, unfortunately. For some reason, we don't get involved in it, I don't know. Okay, tell us a little bit about the band, because just for people who don't know anything about you, you're based in the UK, of course, aren't you?
Yeah,
London band?
I'm in London, Mike's in the glorious countryside of Oxfordshire.
Okay, brilliant. And
we go out there to his barn.
Nice. So you got your own recording set up and stuff like that. Mm. How long have you been together as a unit?
You really want to know?
Is it a long time, isn't it?
This is a long time. Yeah, we've had a few breaks. It's been about 14 years, actually.
Really? As long as that?
Post-Salad, Mike and I got together and did some tunes, and it was all great. And then I freaked out and went, oh, I've got to get a job. Got to earn some money, and did that for a bit, and, you know, and then really felt the pull of the music and thought, I can't just work. I have to do this. So we got back together. A friend of mine did a little cabaret club. I started singing in that and asked Mike if he would forgive me, which he did. And here we are.
Excellent. Because I remember a website going up about 2005 or something like that, and I figured, oh, that's interesting. Keep an eye on that. And it kind of
pootled
along, and then the album came out. Was it January? I think the album came out, and it's like, wow, I didn't expect that to happen. I thought another 10 years at least.
You know, we've been up to a few things. We've built barns. We've had babies. We've got married. Not Mike and I.
Yeah.
But separately.
That would come as a shock to your husband in the room, yes.
Who's here? Yeah.
Okay, let's move on with some music. You're going to play some songs today from your album, Love Stationery. Which one are you going to go for first?
We are going to start with the title track.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so when you're ready, take it away.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm a bit confused. You swapped places since last time. This is very versatile of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the old school. If a keyboard's got a wooden finish, then you know it's worth having, isn't it? It does help.
Formica.
Is it Formica? Well, it's
Formic,
kind of.
And it's Formica.
Right, that's just. Yes, excellent. That's confusing. No, it's a nice little setup we've got here. It's brilliant the way you've actually put it all together, actually. This is the easiest acoustic session we've ever had to do. We just had to plug it into our desk. Normally, we're running around with wires and everything.
We've done all the hard work.
And we appreciate it. Just want to put that on the record. Okay, now, before we play another song, just talk a little bit about the old days, just a little bit, because you were around in the. We won't go all the way back. I mean, you were on MTV, weren't you?
Yes.
Quite a few years ago now. Unfortunately, I'm old enough to remember firsthand you being on MTV. 20 years ago. That would be about right. And in the old days, just for people listening now, because MTV is just one horrible reality show after another at the moment, but it was actually a visual version of a radio station, basically,
wasn't it? Music, television.
It was. That's exactly what it was. And there was you and a few other people just
being a DJ. Exactly. We were doing your job. Just on TV.
Yeah, but pointing at screens and that kind of thing, which is weird. And there was about five or six of you at the time.
It started out as a handful, and it was a real family business, you know. It was really sweet. It was really nice, and it grew, and all businesses grow, obviously. Who were there? Paul King, Pip Dan, Catalina de Bucker, Rebecca de Ruvo.
People remember Paul King and Ray Cokes, and when you went through those other names, I just had a bit of a trigger in the back of my mind, realising quite how old I am, which is fantastic. And then after the Salads came next.
Salad sort of grew as I was on MTV, and I started doing. We started doing a lot of touring, and I'd have to get people to cover me on MTV, like Davina McCall, and I'd watch her in hotels in somewhere in Scotland, going, "Oh right, she's doing quite a good job actually." God damn, I got to get back to MTV, but I got too busy, and so I left because we signed a deal, and that was 1996, I think. 1996.
That's right, and that was with. Island, wasn't it?
Island, yeah.
Because what amazes me is that the Salads were a very good example of something that would never happen today in a million years. You got a second album out of them, didn't you? Whereas I think a band to get a second album, not just with a major, but with any label other than one they've set up themselves, they've literally got to top 10 and, you know, third on the bill at V or something like that. You know, there's just no one gives them a chance anymore.
But even then we were complaining because we were saying, well, after a second album they've dropped us, great, innit? Look at David Bowie, it took 10 albums to develop. Yeah. You know, so it was already bad then.
Well, no, you were right to complain, I think, in the circumstances, but you know, it's another world compared to where we were today. Yeah. I mean, after you know, I don't want to talk about the drop, obviously, because you had two excellent albums in the meantime, but after that happened, how did you was that the trigger that made you all go your separate ways, really?
Well, we continued for about a year. We did some tours, we wrote a load of new songs, we demoed actually still with Ireland.
Oh.
They still own those songs, but only for another year.
Great. And then so what's going to happen
then? Watch this space.
We don't have, well, an exclusive,
yeah,
yet.
And then we went our separate ways in 98, and Mike and I started working, and around the time the millennium I kind of grew up and thought it's really time to I need to earn a living, and I can't do that. I did have a publishing deal with Ireland, and they actually formally apologized to me after about 3 years,
because oh, really?
They did F all for me, and they said, we're really sorry, we let you down, it was a whole Universal, that drinks company takeover, yeah, and it was a big mess, and we're sorry. And I was like, okay, thanks, that's good, but I'm doing my thing now, and you know, I was working in TV, I still do, I work in TV making trailers, and it's a good way to earn a living when you're doing what you love.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's plenty of people out there who don't do what they love, and it's not the worst job in the world, is it, really? No. Just talk about, so are you aware there's a campaign on the internet somewhere to get you all back together again?
Did you see my mouth, my jaw drop?
I did, actually, yeah. That answered the question perfectly. I know somebody set up a MySpace page a long time ago, about two or three years ago, I think, Ken. And it's probably difficult now because nobody goes to MySpace anymore, obviously, because it's such an assault on the eyeballs for everybody. But there were people out there who were actually trying to get you back together again.
Okay, well, like I said.
How does that sound?
That's really great. It's fantastic to hear.
It's nice to know that there are people out there who still kind of pine for the old days.
Yeah.
We all do it. Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about the new stuff. Let's talk about the songs you're doing now. Love Stationery came out as an album about 2 months ago or so. How has that been going down? Have you had an opportunity really to get it out to a wide audience yet? You had the launch, didn't you?
We had a launch. At the Tabernacle in London, that was really good. And basically what we're doing now is we're concentrating on getting a live band together. We've got three great musicians playing with us, and we're going to promote ourselves on the live circus.
Yeah, right, first time.
and then get radio play and do it that way.
Okay.
Because it, even though it's an electronic sound, I think it'll translate well, and that's where it's at, you know, playing live. It's if you're going to be a musician,
absolutely,
that's where you get the buzz. That's what makes it real.
Yes, and that's why you're here, kind of, because it is kind of life, isn't it? And we've got a little audience of the Phoenix FM presenters and various people watching a while, though they can't quite hear the whole thing because I haven't got headphones on, but they will do later, so that's not a problem. Okay, should we go into the second song then?
Yeah, the second song is called God Is My Lover, and it's about God and my lover. How about that?
Perfect. Okay, take it away. Okay, yeah, two down, one to go. You talked a little bit before the second song about you're getting a band together, and obviously that's the next project you've got. You've got one album full of songs, and now you're looking to take it on the road, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
So when do you think that'll all see the light of day? This year, hopefully?
We've got a gig in the in the diary on the 7th of May
at brilliant.
The Jericho Tavern in Oxford.
I should have pointed out, I wasn't being sarcastic because it took 15 years for you to release your first album, but it's nice to know.
Actually,
it's nice to know that it's moving on.
14 years, watch it.
14.
Yeah, big difference. Doesn't matter, life, you know, basically we were going to call this album Life Got in the Way. Life does. You know, whether you're a musician or not, life happens.
Was there any reason you chose Love Stationery as a name?
Well, it's a whole love story, and the way I've written Love Stationery is the capital letters and stationery spells out story. Not to go too deep, a lot of songs about love songs, unrequited love, to do with children, not being able to have children on my part, but then I do have a child now. Excellent. So miracle child, da 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 da. Anyway, let's not go too deeply into that. The album was recorded heavily pregnant, which is a wonderful thing to do. I'm sure he appreciated that at the time. So yeah, that's why it's called Love Story, Love Stationery. I do love pens and paper as well, though.
Hang on a minute, which stationery? That's the other stationery, isn't it?
That's the different one. That's spelt with an E, but we could get pedantic if you wanted to. So the first line in the Love Stationery song is "I love stationery," which literally means "I love pens and paper." Is that all right? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's
I love it.
My kids will be proud of you to hear
but
that.
But then
actually,
in the end, it does mean love standing still, love stationery standing still, spelt with an A.
Yes. Excellent. Okay, so any plans for new stuff after that? Second album?
We've got into the habit of it. Well, let's get the live show on the road, and
So it's going to be a busy year. We've had the album release, and
it's out on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify, and you can listen to it on SoundCloud and MySpace.
Everywhere else, brilliant. Okay, so we've got that, and then we've got the gigs coming up, and then more songs being written. Hopefully, a second album, and then worldwide domination after that. Hopefully,
of course.
Brilliant. Okay, shall we go for the third and final song? Which song are you going to play for us today?
Yeah, this is a bit more upbeat. It's called Yellow Horse. Here we
go. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Excellent performance. I think somebody nearly walked into a lamppost behind you as well while you were doing that. So that was good. Okay, Morena and Mike, thank you very much for coming down today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything. Good luck with getting the band together, new songs, everything else that goes with it. Cheers.
Thanks.